The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits.
Hey everyone, happy Tuesday to you all. I'm a bit overwhelmed at the moment, leaving for New York and just running around. I feel like a chicken with my head cut off. Need to shoot some content and then need to pay attention to my body. But speaking of my body, I had a really, really great conversation this week with Rachel Blank. So Rachel Blank is such an inspiring woman. She is the founder and CEO of Alara, which is a specialty healthcare platform built for the millions of women living with complex hormonal and gynecological conditions like PCOS and endometriosis. So she was diagnosed with PCOS young and could never find the right doctors and the kind of care that she needed. She grew up in a family of doctors and still couldn't find it. So she created the kind of healthcare platform that she desperately wanted. Alara Health is the kind of resource I wish I had years ago, and I jumped to sign up later that day after our interview because it just seems so necessary for us women. I feel like so many of you are going to want to join too after this conversation. So here is Rachel Blank.
How's it going? I'm really thrilled to be talking to you. It really could not be coming at a better time, honestly. I have had so many discussions and have been through it myself, this whole fertility journey and this lack of information and education in women's health. And it's been one of those things where you learn like the everything after the fact and you're like, yep. I just wish I would have known. And so I just feel like you are one of the women that's pioneering educating and empowering, because we need this information out there. And I'm in this place right now. It's like, had I known certain things, the last 5 years would have been totally different and I could have done so many different things. So I guess I first just want to start off by telling us just your personal experience and how that then helped you launch what you're doing now with Alara Health.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm really excited to be here and chat about all things fertility, hormone health, women's health. I think, you know, kind of to exactly what you were saying, it's something that needs so much more awareness and education around it. Yeah. And I'm always excited to talk more about it. So I'm the founder of Alara Health. We are an expert medical care platform that helps women solve all of their hormonal health needs. So that includes everything from really in-depth testing to medication management, ongoing chronic care management, nutrition therapy, kind of all the different puzzle pieces you might need to help get to the root cause of some of your hormonal health issues and help solve them. And also, just like you were talking about, one thing that is so core to everything we do at Alara is not waiting until, you know, way down the line when you're ready to get pregnant to actually solve some of your problems, but to really start investigating and digging into them and fixing them whenever you're ready to start. And so that actually was something that I really noticed in my personal health journey that was so frustrating, was that it really felt like for me, nobody really wanted to treat me if I wasn't ready to get pregnant. It was almost like women's health was just fertility care and pregnancy care. And if you have any needs beyond that, that isn't like your annual checkup and your annual pap smear, like best of luck to you. Please come back later.
That's so true. I mean, I didn't really have any issues, but now that you say that, when I think about being like 20 all the way up to early 30s before I got pregnant, there was no conversation about fertility mm-hmm. or thinking about getting pregnant or what my hormones look like or what my what inside of my body looked like. And that's the time that you're supposed to start. I mean, now we know that you want to start thinking about freezing eggs and everything. So that's so true. And I didn't even think about that until you just said that. There's like this whole span of time in women's life, like 15 to 20 years, where no one's really looking at your female parts inside. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was something. So I actually was diagnosed. So I was diagnosed with polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS, about say like 12 years ago at this point. And I was actually diagnosed on a total fluke. Like, I was trying to figure out some stomach issues, ended up getting an ultrasound for these stomach issues. And it was actually a sonogram, one of the two. Mm-hmm. And it was actually the sonographer who said, you have PCOS. And the thing is, because I didn't look like I had kind of textbook PCOS, I didn't have the acne, I didn't have some of the hair issues, I didn't have things that you could see out mm-hmm. on the outside. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever looked into it for me. No doctor ever asked me, like, are your periods regular? Which they weren't. They were crazy and all over the place.
Interesting.
And so we actually hear a lot that, for example, patients with PCOS, a lot of them only end up finding out that they have this condition when they start fertility treatments or when they start trying to get pregnant. And then, you know, they're trying for 6 months, it's not working. And then they end up in the endocrinologist's office, and that's when they finally find out. But to exactly your point, like, had they known earlier, they might have made different choices, or they might have started trying earlier, or there could have maybe been interventions. And I think that's what gets really tough, is like, it almost becomes so much on the patient to advocate, especially if you don't see symptoms on the outside.
Yeah.
But to your point, it might have been that like nothing was going wrong, but you still had something underlying going on that you might have wanted to know about.
Yeah. Well, that's what's so hard. It puts this patient in the position to be like their own manager of all their health when they don't even know exactly what to look for, or cannot connect to what's happening on inside if there aren't symptoms on the outside. So like, how early can you screen for something like PCOS?
Yeah. So most patients with some sort of a hormonal condition, normally those symptoms tend to onset during puberty. And so, for example, you might notice when puberty hits, you know, your periods, it's a year or two into starting to get your period and they're still really irregular. And I think the other thing that's tough is sometimes they can feel just like puberty symptoms. Like, maybe acne is just puberty, or maybe it's a hormonal issue. It's kind of hard to tell. Mm-hmm. So normally hormonal issues start around puberty, but like really when you can kind of start to tell, okay, it's not just puberty, it's something else going on, is more like in your late teens, early 20s. So for example, you might hear women say like, well, I got to college and I didn't gain the freshman 15, I gained the freshman 50. Mm-hmm. And everybody told me it was, you know, just that I need to eat healthier. But it turns out that I had a hormonal imbalance, or I had PCOS that just nobody diagnosed me with until, you know, I was 30.
Right.
And so a lot of times those symptoms are kind of showing up earlier. But really the two times women tend to get diagnosed with these types of conditions are, you know, one, like in their early 20s, again, like I have a dad who's a doctor. Maybe if you have doctors in your family who can help advocate for you, or mm-hmm. you happen to have a really great doctor who can put things together for you. Or actually, we see a lot of women get diagnosed with hormonal issues around the time that they start trying to have a child. And that's when these things like finally get uncovered.
Right. So like in real life, who should the doctor be that is managing this for us? Like before Alara Health existed, like who's the doctor that should be asking these questions and then like guiding us through this? Like, who's not doing their job here?
Yeah, so I always like to say it's not necessarily the doctor's fault.
Yeah, I know. We always
in which they're practicing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But like, I get why it's so frustrating. Trust me, I've been so frustrated myself. So like, theoretically, an OBGYN is really well equipped to answer a lot of these questions. But the reality of practicing in an OBGYN's office, which I happen to know really well because my dad's an OBGYN, is that they're often seeing, you know, 5 or 6 patients an hour. They're going like from room to room. They're already running behind. They're really in a lot of ways like a lot of people's primary care doctors. Mm-hmm. So they're doing your annual checkup. Maybe they're giving you some vaccines. They're doing your pap smear. They're doing your breast exam. Like, by the time all of that is done, they really don't have time to sit down and be like, okay, tell me about like how you've been feeling. Have you been feeling like fatigued, brain fog? Have you noticed weird acne? Have you noticed weird weight gain? Like, they just don't have time and it's not their fault, but they just really don't.
Right.
And, you know, theoretically, reproductive endocrinologists would be, so those are normally fertility doctors, mm-hmm. are also really well trained in a lot of these hormonal health conditions. But the reality is we only have about 1,500 reproductive endocrinologists in all of the United States. And we don't really even have enough going around to do all of the, you know, IVF, egg freezing, all of those fertility procedures that mm-hmm. need to get done. So mm-hmm. they just don't have time either. Mm-hmm. And so really what we're solving with Alara is two things. It's one, finding doctors who care enough to ask the right questions, to dig in, who have the expertise to help put those puzzle pieces together. Mm-hmm. But two, we're also giving them a different type of practice setting. So instead of being, you know, in an office where you're running from room to room every 10 minutes, everything is virtual. So it's really convenient for both the patient and for the provider. Mm-hmm. Providers have, you know, much longer visit times. They have 30-minute initial visits with patients. They're really only focused on those hormonal health needs. They're not, you know, also trying to do all these other primary care tests.
They're specialists.
Exactly. They're really specialists in mm-hmm. hormone health, in women's health, and in helping you really get to the root cause of some of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing we do is we let specialists be specialists in what they were trained in. So, you know, for a lot of women with hormonal health needs, actually diet and nutrition can be a really important part of therapy, mm-hmm. but doctors are not trained in this, and expecting them to do nutrition therapy on top of everything else is, I think, just really unrealistic. Mm-hmm. And so at Alara, for example, we not only have OBGYNs and endocrinologists, but we also have registered dietitians that patients can meet with, so that, you know, when you're with your doctor, you're focused just on that really medical side of things. And with your nutritionist, you can focus on nutrition therapy side of things. And behind the scenes, they're collaborating and working with each other. But
of course,
you as a patient have to put all this together. Everything's just kind of there for you.
Right. That makes so much sense. I mean, I've been working with a nutritionist like alongside my fertility doctor, and that has obviously been really, really helpful. But it would be so great to have it all in one place. So you got diagnosed with PCOS when you said you were how old?
I was about 20.
You were about 20 years old when you got, okay. And like, what does that diagnosis look like for you? Like, what does then the next, mm-hmm. like, what's the journey for you after that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's kind of what is so frustrating. What was so frustrating to me, and I think what is so frustrating to a lot of women who get diagnosed with gynecologic or hormonal conditions, whether it's, you know, PCOS, endometriosis, hypothyroidism, I think we kind of have the sense of like, okay, I'm going to get a diagnosis and then somebody's going to tell me exactly what to do and there's going to be a plan and everything's going to get fixed. Mm-hmm. And actually the reality of what happened is I got my diagnosis and then I just kind of like meandered around the health system mm-hmm. trying to figure things out for myself for 10 years. You know, I think what I experienced and what a lot of other women experience are, number one, hearing things like, well, you know, if you don't want to get pregnant, I don't know what to do for you.
Right.
Because again, a lot of doctors think that that's like your only option. Meanwhile, they probably should have been having conversations with me earlier on about, well, regardless of when you want to get pregnant, let's start planning ahead about your fertility journey, because right. that's going to be more challenging and there might be different decisions you want to make earlier on, like mm-hmm. freezing your eggs. I also, you know, was bouncing around to a lot of different doctors. So I would go to like the dermatologist for acne and I would go to the OBGYN for my birth control. And maybe, you know, I'd go to the reproductive endocrinologist like one time with one who would see me, but everything felt very like I was just putting a lot of puzzle pieces together myself.
Yeah, and you were managing it, which we're not really capable of doing.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And so I always say, I'm like, literally the reason I started a company was because I wanted something better for myself. Mm-hmm. I just became such a frustrated patient that I kept just waiting and waiting, like, surely there is something better out there mm-hmm. for women's healthcare. Like, surely there must be some solution that I'm just missing. And I just kept not finding it. And so I just honestly got so frustrated that I built what I was looking for myself and what it turns out a lot of my friends were looking for and a lot of other women I talked to were looking for. I just kind of built it from a patient's perspective.
That's amazing. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. Saks.com is just the best, and it's been one of my favorite shopping sites forever. It's also one of the easiest places that I go to find instant style inspiration for any new season or when I'm just feeling like I'm sick of my clothes. I have a bunch of stuff coming up this spring, trips, events, whatnot, but because it's been like weirdly cold in LA, I haven't really had much of a chance to get into full spring fashion zone. Perusing Saks.com is definitely a pastime I can get lost in. I love picking out certain standout items and then challenging myself to build whole outfits around them. These are honestly the kinds of games that I like to play with myself. You can shop Saks.com for anything and everything on your calendar, whether it's a fun Staud getup for a date night, flowy resort wear for the next vacation, a chic Chloe blazer for a lunch meeting or cocktail hour, or just like your basic, necessary, well-made essentials. Or maybe you're just like me and just feel energized by a closet refresh. Saks.com has everything you could want with timeless styles that make you feel good inside and out. And to be honest, I'm eyeing way too many things than I should be right now, specifically some pointy toe red Prada shoes and some funky pieces for summer. They just have too many gorgeous things. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey Kreppel, full-time YouTuber, part-time preschool teacher, and now the host of the podcast Circle Time. Join me every week as me and my guests mix the childlike wonder and conversational openness and acceptance of preschool that we're all nostalgic for with the realism, honesty, and wisdom baked into adulthood. With classroom-structured roots, we'll rehash standout moments of day-to-day life, dive into buzzy pop culture moments, and really just get to know each other on a deeper level. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Kelsey Kreppel and follow the show wherever you get your podcasts. Time.
And what were those steps that you took for yourself to prepare yourself for fertility, or what have you done to take care of yourself?
Yeah. So I think in a lot of ways, you know, I think a lot of people get a diagnosis like PCOS or endometriosis. And especially if you're, you know, in your early 20s, like I was, it can be really terrifying. Yeah. Like I remember thinking, oh my God, you know, will I ever be able to have kids? Does this mean I'm infertile? I think a lot of people have that fear, but I actually really want to reframe it as it actually was such a powerful tool for me to have that information. Mm-hmm. Like I always think, what if I hadn't gotten that diagnosis? And then, you know, I started trying in my 30s or late 30s, and then I had to do something about it. And what if I had less options, or what if things were too late? Like I feel so lucky actually that I got to start, like as stressful as it was to be thinking about infertility in your early and mid 20s, I actually am really grateful that I got to start thinking about it earlier.
Definitely.
And start to have those conversations and start to plan ahead. So one big step I took for myself actually was I froze my eggs last year. Mm-hmm. One fun fact about egg freezing that I think a lot of people don't know is you actually have a lot more time than you think to freeze your eggs. And this is actually why I think it's so helpful to get testing done. So for example, at Alara, we test every single patient for a marker called AMH, which is kind of an indicative level of your ovarian reserve, of kind of how many eggs roughly you might have. And so for example, if you're earlier in your 20s and we see a really low AMH, we might say, okay, think about egg freezing sooner because you might have less quantity and we need to get you in sooner to think about that. Mm-hmm. But if you have a normal or even an elevated AMH, like we see in a lot of PCOS patients, actually my fertility doctor told me that a lot of his patients really don't need to freeze their eggs until 35. Like you actually have a lot more time than you think. But again, that's why it's so important to have the information, go get the test, get your AMH levels tested, see if you're, you know, normal, if something is off and you want to go in sooner.
Right.
But kind of armed with that information, I decided to freeze my eggs last year when I was 33. And I'm just like really glad that I did that. I think it's just taken a huge burden off of me, especially knowing that, you know, I probably will have fertility issues. I probably will need some sort of help getting pregnant.
It just say that. Don't, I mean, it's obviously
statistically,
totally fair. Yes. But I'm like such a believer, obviously, in, you know, saying like manifesting what will happen or what you want to happen.
Oh, okay.
But like, how was the, I mean, I went through the egg freezing situation as well. How was that for you? How, like, emotionally, physically, how was that 2-week process for you?
So I'll say I'm like a total science nerd, especially when it comes to all things like women's health. Like part of me is like, I should have just gone to med school and like been an OBGYN. Yeah. So I actually
it's really not too loved late. It.
Like I was like nerding out, like looking at like the ultrasound screen, being like, ooh, like how my ovaries looking? Like what's going on? So I was just like really honestly fascinated by the idea that like science has come this far, that we can do these really incredible things.
Totally.
You know, I will say obviously it was pretty tough for a few weeks. Like, you know, the daily injections were tough. By the end, my stomach was just like literally covered in bruises. Mm-hmm. I was so bloated. I had to like hold my stomach up as if I was like pregnant to walk around. And that kind of lasted for a few weeks after. But like even all of with all of those side effects and everything, like to me, it just felt totally worth it to have the peace of mind of like, okay, I have this step, you know, I have another option. Like, it just felt very empowering to me to feel like I took a step for myself.
That's so amazing. And how does Alara Health like support those going through the egg freezing journey?
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing is having somebody to talk to before you're even ready to start on your fertility journey who can help guide you. Mm-hmm. I think that's another thing that's really missing in our healthcare system today is, you know, if you're ready to start going on that fertility journey, great. You can make call up, make an appointment with the fertility doctor. They'll do a consult with you. But if you call up a fertility clinic and say like, well, I'm just kind of like thinking through things. Who can give me an opinion? They're going to say, come back when you're actually ready to do a serious consult because, again, there just are not enough of them in the country. And so I think where we play a really valuable role for patients is really having a really unbiased and science-based conversation with them about how should you think about your fertility. So, for example, you can any patient can sign up to talk to one of our doctors, do a 30-minute visit with them, go through kind of everything they're thinking through, all of their medical history. In most cases, actually, these visits are also covered by insurance. So it's really cost effective for a lot of patients. And then we send you out for a very extensive lab test. So we're testing everything from, you know, all of your hormone levels. Are we seeing an issue with your thyroid? Are we seeing something like PCOS? How does your AMH level look? Like, where is that level? And then once those results are back, you get another video visit with the provider to go through all the results in really in-depth detail and come up with a game plan from there.
But
and
no so, ultrasound involved in that.
We can send you out for an ultrasound. Oh, you can. We don't always need to.
Yeah,
but if we don't always need to, but if you need an ultrasound, we can send you out for one. We'll find a lab that's covered by your insurance. You'll go get that ultrasound. And then again, your doctor will review everything with you.
So amazing.
Via video. And so it's just this really like, all right, we have all of the tools you need, right? Yeah. We have all of your lab tests. We have the ultrasound if you need it. We have all of your medical history. And we can have a really in-depth and again, unbiased conversation with you about based off everything we're seeing, what would we recommend to do next? Do you recommend like do nothing, sit and think about it for a year? Are we like, you really need to see somebody, in which case we'll help make the referral and find you the right provider. So I think it's really about like having that conversation with a patient with all the information you need to make an educated decision.
Yeah. I feel like looking back on my journey, this is like exactly what was missing for me because it's like I go to this place now because I was just diagnosed with something like a birth defect called a congenital uterine septum where, have you heard of that?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Okay, so it's like where my uterus is a little bit misshaped, like basically where the embryo is supposed to implant, it like dips and it doesn't really provide like a cozy spot for the embryo to stay. So that is a reason for like my multiple miscarriages, but I never was told to get this certain test at the radiologist until just like a month ago, even though I've had miscarriages for the past 5 years. And my fertility doctor was even like ready to implant me and like didn't know that I had this, you know, so I have like been doing so much thinking about it and going through all these different emotions, right? Like anger and sadness and what could I have done and what did my doctor do wrong? And like this conversation is just so helpful because it's helping me reframe it. Like no one did anything wrong. Like my doctor didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. Like I wasn't supposed to know this, but I could have used someone like an advocate and a specialist in this space that could have probably guided me and told me more tests to take beyond just the fertility doctor who is there to, like you said, like he's there to do his job in a very like specific and timely way. And I can't fault him for that. Like we all have to do that. We all have to time manage and like, you know, pick what we invest energy and time into. Like I can't blame him. So anyways, I think what you're doing is so amazing. And I think that it is so beneficial for women, like you said, not only who are just starting to go through fertility, but even more importantly, early 20s. Like, do you even see women in their teens starting to sign up with you? Yeah, I bet. Like,
yeah, we do. Yeah. It's so interesting. We actually have been getting, so right now we don't treat women under 18. I think we're going to actually open it up a bit because we're getting a lot of moms reaching out to us.
I
we're like,
bet.
My daughter's 16. She's just been diagnosed. Like, I don't know what to do for her. Can you please help? Yeah, it's like really, in a lot of ways, actually, it's almost like, on the one hand, I'm so happy to see how many people we can help, but it's also like so sad sometimes to see how little there is out there for a lot of these people.
I know.
And I think it's so interesting what you said too, and I'm so sorry to hear about, you know, your 5 years of your journey that you've had to go through,
Thank
but
you.
I think what I find frustrating sometimes in the conversations about women's health is like, we always say like, well, you know, women need to be more educated. We need to give them more education and like arm them with more information. But that just kind of in a lot of ways puts the burden on us to figure it out for ourselves versus like, we really need doctors who can help figure it out for us in a lot of ways. Like education is great, but the burden shouldn't be on us to figure out.
It's like the education, like the onus needs to be on them and they need to be the one asking the questions because that's what they're trained to do. Like it can't be so surface, but that's when it gets so hard as a patient. It feels like you just need a specialist for everything, you know, and then that starts to get expensive and exhausting and then your time managing that. And like, what would you say? Like, what is your team of kind of like doctors look like?
So I'd say that's kind of, you just said like exactly what we aim to do for patients. We really are women's health specialists. So we really want to be the place that you can go where, you know, if you have any kind of specialty care need in women's health that doesn't fit into that clean box of you're at your annual OBGYN checkup or you're in a fertility treatment, we want to be that place you can come to with any of those care needs or concerns. So, you know, you feel like something's off and you want to get your hormones tested, you can come to us for that. You want to have a conversation about your fertility options and you want some testing to help you make the best decisions, we can help you with that. You need chronic care management for a condition like PCOS or hypothyroidism, we can help you with that. And if we don't know, if we can't help you ourselves, we'll help you find the best place to go. So we'll refer you to the right provider. We'll help advocate for you in the health system. We really view ourselves as kind of like that, almost filling in that care gap of women's specialty care is really how we think about ourselves.
It's so important because, and even like the age gap, thinking from teens even to like coming into my age and then obviously beyond, like our hormones are consistently changing. I saw something, it was a meme on Instagram today, and maybe you can tell me if this is true or false, but it was, it said something like, our hormones are, they don't come back to like base level, to like our normal level until like 7 years after you have a baby. It was something like your hormones and your physical state, like it takes you 7 years to like come back to kind of yourself. I don't know. It's like it wasn't by a doctor or anything like that. And I was thinking about that and I was like, because Sunny's about to be seven and I am like starting to feel just like so much better and lighter. And I'm wondering what if there was like any truth in that.
Yeah, so interesting. I don't know about the 7 year statistics. Yeah. I'm also not a doctor.
Yeah.
But I do know, for example, we see a lot of patients who are like, I gave birth and I'm in the postpartum stage and they're telling me like, you know, things are just out of whack while you're postpartum, but like I'm a year out and things still feel really out of whack. And what can happen, for example, is you can develop a thyroid condition after pregnancy. Like pregnancy can actually affect your hormones to the point where, you know, now you have an issue with your thyroid that you didn't have before, or now you have some sort of hormonal imbalance that you didn't have before. And so I don't know about the 7 years, but it is true that actually your hormones get really affected by pregnancy. And it can be really valuable to actually dig into that and to see what's going on, as opposed to just being like, oh, it's like postpartum and it'll take me a few years to balance. Like, there are things you can do in the meantime in those years that I think are really valuable.
And what about the mental health piece with like postpartum and women's health? Is that an angle that you're focusing on?
Yeah. Mental health is like so interesting. So we do know, what we do know is that women with hormonal conditions have a much higher rate of anxiety and depression than women who do not have a hormonal condition, which kind of makes sense if you think about it, you know, number one, from the underlying hormonal imbalance, but also number two, if you're spending all of your time running around to doctors and trying to deal with your health and your health doesn't feel in a good place, your mental health is not going to be in a good place either. So to date, the way that we're helping with mental health is again, by helping to heal kind of those underlying hormonal health issues. And we do help patients with PMDD, for example, or like some patients have, for example, like depression around their period that they need help managing. We are looking to get into more like mental health in terms of therapy. That's something our patients have been asking us for a lot because it's so clear how much that tie is. But so today we're really helping kind of focus on that hormonal underpinning of mental health as opposed to direct mental health care. But that's something we're actually thinking about expanding.
Lawn and garden care can be an intimidating subject. When Timmy and I became homeowners right when Sunny was born, it was really the first time we ever really had to think about a lawn and how to take care of it or what products were safe. Did you know that the American yard has some of the highest concentrations of pesticides and that there are 5 times more pesticides used per acre on lawns compared to industrial farms? Pretty gross when you actually think about it. So Sunday was started by 2 brothers who believed in better ingredients, better results, and better backyards made for living. Your lawn and garden products should be as clean as the products that you use inside your home, especially when you have kids running around. Sunday is disrupting the lawn care industry with science-backed innovation across lawn and garden products with no toxic pesticides or harsh chemicals, only simple nutrient-dense ingredients like seaweed, molasses, and iron. With Sunday, the task of caring for your yard is easy. All you do is attach a hose and spray to apply to your yard. Sunday is the future of lawn care, better for people, pets, and the planet. Lawns are part of our everyday life, so it's really time to rethink how we care for them. Sunday is available nationwide at Lowe's, Target, and Walmart stores. Use code WITHWIT20 for 20% off your custom lawn plan on getsunday.com. Okay, does it seem like everyone's allergies are out of control right now? Timmy has been freaking out with them. Even right now as I'm sitting here, like Timmy's been freaking out. Wait, you can use that first line. He's outside. I can hear him sniffling, sneezing, coughing, and he's never even had allergies. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with these samples, because Claritin has always been what everyone in my house has turned to when the seasonal allergies flare up, usually from dust and pollen. Timmy's like, what's happening? I never get this. Why is this happening? I'm like, I know. Having a stuffy nose can ruin me. It's ruining Timmy, and it feels like I can't think about anything when my nose is clogged, you know? Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has 2 powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. Bad allergies can often make me question, like, am I getting sick? Like, what's happening? And lead me wanting to cancel plans or workouts or just have anxiety and stay home. So, ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
But at least it would be someone that was a voice. Like, it sounds like your team would still be there to listen. Like, I remember after Sunny, like 6 weeks after Sunny, I was just feeling so low and depressed. And like the visions I was having and I was just like, oh my God. So I called my doctor and she was like, well, are you having any? And I feel like I've said this story in the podcast before, but she was like, are you having any thoughts of like harming yourself or harming your baby? Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, not quite there. And she's like, okay, well then you're fine. Like, just take it easy and we'll talk in a month. And then I'm like, okay, like that's the question you ask. And then I'm fine. Like, everything else is fine. Do you want to know the other insane like visions I've had of my child? Like, anyway, so like even that, I could have called my specialist at Alara and they would have had some sort of recommendation. 100%.
And that's why I always emphasize is like we want to be a patient's home base in healthcare. So, you know, even if we, for example, don't have a psychiatrist on staff for you, we'll take your concerns seriously and we'll help you find a psychiatrist or we'll help you find a therapist. And I think that's something that is really missing in the health system too, is somebody who can help you navigate it. Mm-hmm. Because that can be really hard to figure out, like, who do I go to for this specific thing? Mm-hmm. Like, who do I call? How do I get that appointment? The waiting list is 6 months long. Like, how do I get in? And I was diagnosed with PCOS around, I was like in my early 20s. And what I actually found was, especially back then, especially 10 years ago, number one, people were not talking about conditions like PCOS. Like, it is not like it is today where, you know, celebrities are talking about PCOS and Keke Palmer is putting her acne selfie on Instagram. Like, nobody would talk about it. Mm-hmm. So I think number one, I actually felt a lot of like shame and embarrassment and fear around it. I felt a lot of fear around, you know, like we talked about, like, would I ever be able to get pregnant? What did this mean for my fertility? What did, like, would I gain 100 pounds if I ate sugar? Like, all of these kind of crazy things would run through my head. And I think the other tough part was, you know, I wasn't talking to my friends about it. And I also really didn't find a good doctor to talk to about it for a long time. And so I was that person who was on Instagram and was like looking at every random like tip and trick on Instagram. And for a year, I wasn't eating gluten and dairy. And then I wasn't doing HIIT workouts. And then like I was trying this crazy diet and this supplement. And it just felt like I kept trying all these things and nothing was really working. And I also was kind of making myself miserable along the way. So I think that was actually like a big awakening for me, that while social media can be great and it can be really great to, you know, help women share their stories and learn more about their condition, you kind of have to take everything on social media with a grain of salt and also think about what's right for you and your body versus what's right for somebody else. Because odds are if it fits into an Instagram caption, like it's probably not universal advice that fits for every single woman in the entire world. And so I think for me, what became really valuable over the past like 5 years was number one, speaking to more actual experts. So speaking with my Alara doctor, speaking with my Alara nutritionist, working with my fertility doctor on my egg freezing and actually listening to the experts as opposed to like listening to Instagram people.
Or just your friends or people around you. I feel like even with this fertility stuff, with my infertility, like whenever I start talking about it, I immediately get bombarded with like, well, have you spoken to this person or have you heard of this? Or maybe it's this. And then it's like, you know, they care and they're wanting to help you, but it's overwhelming and it makes you confused. And then you don't know where to go with the information. And for me, then I just get stunted and I don't do anything. I'm like, oh my God, this is all too much. I'm just not going to deal with it.
And I feel like a lot of it is very fear-based too. Like I feel like, you know, if you look on social, it almost feels like you have to freeze your eggs at 26.
Right. Like, well, I've even been saying that. Like I did a podcast with a series with CCRM, a 6-episode series, and it was amazing. And the doctors, they weren't giving like an age or anything, but they were like, a lot of them were saying like the younger, the better. But at the same time, all the doctors will say, however, like each, it's specific for each individual. So you can't, you have, like you
and
said.
I remember showing up to my fertility doctor being like, oh my God, I'm 33. Like, am I too late? Did I like miss the window? And he was like, no, for again, for you with your situation, with your PCOS, with your egg count that I can see in your ultrasound, with your blood work, like you still have plenty of good eggs. You are totally fine at 33. And that was such a relief that I wouldn't have known if I didn't talk to an actual doctor who was looking at my ultrasound and my lab tests and everything. So I think that was big for me. And then along the way, I've also really figured out like what works for me personally. So for example, cutting out like dairy and gluten did not work for me. It just drove me crazy. But focusing on like getting protein into every single meal really works for me. And thinking about like, how do I balance a meal with protein and fiber if I'm having carbs? Like I don't have just kind of plain carbs on their own. Things like that have been really helpful. Like walking has been huge for me. I'm obsessed with walking. But like, I feel like, you know, I thought I couldn't run and I couldn't do HIIT workouts because it would spike my cortisol, which is not
not true.
The realest of real things. And last year I ran a marathon, which was the most
amazing
experience. So it was a lot of like trial and error, but I feel like really I finally got to a place that was like, I figured out what works for me. And I think that's so important for women. Again, regardless of your condition, like it's so personal. You have to figure out what works for you as an individual.
It's so true. And it's like the only way that you're really going to figure that out is with someone that's like looking at the numbers and knowing what's going on inside your body. I've learned so much. And like, this has also helped me like reframe so many things too, especially the piece about the education, like not putting so much pressure on all of us to know everything about everything and to try to put some onus on the doc. I'm working with Parallel, which I really want to connect to because Parallel's doing a lot of great work with making supplements for women of all ages and men too. But they are, they have this Parallel Women's Pledge where they're giving $1 million for women's health research. And I know the research is going into like better care and teaching doctors and informing them. And so I'm just, it's so, that is so important.
Well, do you want to hear a crazy statistic?
Please.
Do you know how much research funding went to just PCOS, for example, in 2022?
How much?
$9 million for a condition that affects 1 in 10 women.
That's like horrific.
And the year before that, by the way, it was so little funding that it didn't even make the NIH list. So I like, we really do need better research in women's healthcare. There also is no on-label FDA medication for PCOS. Mm-hmm. There's currently no way of diagnosing endometriosis other than through surgery. Like, women's health is light years behind.
It's so true.
Where it needs to be.
It's so true. My goal is to continue to talk to women like you who are doing just that and tell everyone where they can find Alara and how they can get started.
So you can find us at alarahealth.com. That's A-L-L-A-R-A health.com. We're also on Instagram and TikTok at Alara Health. And if you want to get started, you can check out our website. And if you have specific questions, we do a bunch of live Q&As where you can learn more about it. Find out if we take your insurance. We take insurance in a bunch of states. So we made it as easy as possible to get really great expert care from the comfort of your home.
Amazing. When did you launch this?
We launched in 2021. So we're about 3 years old now.
3 years old. Amazing. And it's just also so interesting because you come from a family of doctors and you even didn't know exactly where to start or where to go.
Yeah.
You know? So
I mean, that was partially why I started. I thought if I, who, you know, has an MBA, has all this like education, my dad's a doctor, I have great insurance. If I can't get good medical care, like, what hope do a lot of people have? And so totally. I really felt like a responsibility to help fix this problem.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. This was awesome. I appreciate the time and getting to be on the podcast.
Same. And I'm going to sign up. I want to start. I want to do like a whole new set of labs and everything. And,
oh yeah, yeah. We can take care of all that for you. For
okay,
sure.
Cool. Okay. You're the best. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you. So nice to meet you.
You too. Alara offers a free consult with someone from their team to learn more about their services. Take control of your health today. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Eve Port, my website, whitneyport.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.